Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and it's Father's Day, and we covered a few of those great gifts, and Kim from ThermaWorks was on, and if you can find one of those online or in a local barbecue store, that'd be a great thing to get for Dad. But we've got a couple other items that we'd like to talk about. Barbecue Bob, on the charcoal end of the world, what you thinking, man?
Well, one of the cool things is just a chimney. It looks like an old flour sifter, but you put your charcoals in it, you put some newspaper under it or some igniters, and you just light your coals up that way.
Are you using briquettes or lumpen net, or can you use either?
Yeah, some people, you know, I'm really down on briquettes, as you know, and right. I probably rag on the people too much, but if you're using briquettes, God bless you, and go ahead and use them.
You're cooking with dirt, but that's okay.
That's okay. You know, a lot of people grew up in dirt.
Right.
We all started from dust.
Right.
We'll end up dust.
Yeah, we might get ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Right, I get it.
How about a custom apron? I like that.
That's kind of cool.
And again, you get the kids, put their hands in paint. That's the best part.
Yeah.
And you put their hands on it, or you let them draw on it, or you know, if you're a hot mommy, you take your picture and you have it emblazed on the apron so your husband never forgets how hot his wife is.
Right, when he's out there grilling over a hot grill.
So his buddy's watching him grill, looking at, that's probably not a good
idea. Yeah, you can find
an
apron at any one of the food supply stores, those Gordon food stores or whatever, are out there. You go in the back and they're $4 or $5. Get the finger paints out, have the kids have some fun with it, and hey, bam, dad's
there
got a
new some grilling. Cool grill lamps out, though, that hook right onto your handle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice gift because Dad's always grilling in the dark.
Right.
Michigan's dark.
I was over at Garrett's Appliance a couple weeks ago doing their grill demo, and there was a unit there that's called the Grill Dragon. And what that is it's a clip-on kind of a blower to get your coals going.
Right. They've been selling those for a couple years now.
Putting air on those things. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of cool because they're all set up for grilling purposes, and they're able to take the heat. Rather, you clip that on the side of your grill, and it blows a stream of air on your coals to get them hot quicker. Because one of the problems we always have...
You don't burn your lips that way.
No, exactly. Yeah, you're not down there going...
Okay, how about an umbrella for your grill? Here's what I do. I've got patio umbrellas.
Really?
I got a ton of umbrellas around the patio and the pool. And you get these little metal stands and one of these big, basic, cheap umbrellas. But guess what? When Dad's out there grilling, sometimes it rains. And you got to get the job done, so maybe you don't have a nice patio umbrella. You could find them on sale. Get an ugly closeout one. Find something cheap if your budget's limited. But get Dad an umbrella for around the grill because so many times it's
keep
raining.
Keep your meat
snowing
out of the heat.
That's
baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
If it's really hot, that's right.
Right.
Does a great job for
you
that.
You know, another
too.
One that's good is
be like a parasol for your grill.
These are kind of hunting items. But you put a hat on with the little lights that are in the bill.
Oh,
that
that's
works
ridiculous.
Really good at dark.
That is ridiculous.
You know, so this summer, you know, it's light till 10 right now, but, you know, As fall approaches, it's going to be one of those deals where, hey, it's kind of nice to have a light when you're out there looking at
or that. A turbo lighter.
Right?
What's turbo that? Lighter's nice. I think it's called a loof lighter. It's really cool. It looks like a giant curling iron, and you just stick it down in your coals. It's called a luff, L-U-F-F, maybe.
I see.
And it's made in Sweden. I think it's a Swedish thing there, you know.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out and enjoy your Father's Day weekend. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. We really appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll be talking with you next week.